You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We want to go viral. We want, like, oh, I just did 9 figures in my sleep. We aspire for that, a deep side of us. But what happens is when you get attention, but you don't know how to convert the attention, then what you are is popular. You're not profitable.
In a world full of influencers, it's kind of hard to find your voice.
So if you just right now are hearing this conversation, be like, oh, from a business, I'm not going to be a creator. No problem. Let's rebrand it for the sake of this conversation. You got to be a content producer.
And see, that's kind of the issue right there. Instead of worrying about the things that you don't have, it's time to start focusing on the things that you do.
Your actions will map to your aspirations. So in every decision and action, you want to seek alignment. I would rather see you make $10 on your business in 2024 than you sit on your couch and dream about making $100 million.
Now, before we hop into today's show, I want to remind you of the book of the month, Feel Good Productivity. Be sure to grab your copy, linked in the description box below. And while you're there, be sure to like, comment, and subscribe so you can be notified every single time we drop a new video. Alrighty now, let's hop into the show.
Welcome to the table, yeah, yeah. We gon' get real, we gon' get right. Boy, building up wealth, we gon' give life. Welcome to the table.
What's going on, fam? It's your boy, Ayo. Welcome back to the show, man. It's the beautiful month of February. Y'all know what it is. It's Black History Month, man. But you know what? Today, I got my sister, who ain't black, but she close to it, man. I love her dearly. We're going to get to her here in a little bit. But, you know, this year, I'm really starting off today's show, and today's show for the rest of this year, with the scripture and words of affirmation. You know, I believe that as I am growing as a thought leader, I'm learning that the foundation that I stand on is the word of God. And so every show, for the most part this year, I'm going to start off with a scripture. And so every single month of this year, I'm reading the book of Proverbs and other books, right? And so what I want to show you, I want to take you over to Proverbs 16, verse 1. That is Proverbs chapter 16. Actually, go to verse 3. And here's the scripture for today. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. The key word was commit. You're going to commit whatever you're doing, whatever idea, whatever business you have. You're going to commit that to the Lord because you want that to, you want God to bless it. I believe that we want to be within God's perfect will, not his permissive will. And how do we be within his perfect will? It's simple. We commit to him to make sure that it is aligned with his strategy, his plan for our life. Because if we do that, he will establish it. He will make sure that it flourishes. He will make sure that it will succeed. He will make sure that no man can break it down. And I'm really excited about this scripture today because we're talking about entrepreneurship. We're talking about how to double your income. We're talking about ownership. And so before we get into today's show, my dear friend, Jasmine Starr is with us. She is one of the most influential thought leaders in entrepreneurship, in course creation, in social media. We're going to learn more about her. But before I brought her on the show, I was like, man, you know, let me just see what scripture I want to flow with. So here's today's affirmation. And y'all know me. When I read the affirmation, I want you to listen. Then I want you to say it at least three times throughout today. Here's today's affirmation. In every decision and action, I seek alignment with my faith, ensuring a strong foundation for my business endeavors. I'm going to say one more time. I want that to sink into your spirit. Let it simmer into your spirit, okay? In every decision and action, I seek alignment with my faith, ensuring a strong foundation for business endeavors. A startling stat when I was reading and prepping for today's show when it comes to entrepreneurship, when it comes to small business owners, that about two-thirds of businesses fail within 2 years of them starting. That's a lot. And when I say businesses, these are individuals who have a full-time job, but then they start a business on the side. And they start a business on the side without the right strategy, without the right coach, without the right wisdom, without the right information that they need to succeed. So when I started doing some more research for today, I realized this, that 83% of small business owners here make less than $100,000 a year. Let me say that one more time because I slipped over the words. 83% of small business owners make less than $100,000 a year, while 30% take no salary at all. This came from Fundera. It was a research that they did. And so I was like, okay, we're talking about entrepreneurship today. And you all know me, this year is the year of increase. This is the year that we're going to increase in abundance, wellness, and freedom. And a crucial role of getting all three of these within our E3 community is making sure that we have some level of ownership. And the rising career, profession, industry that's creating entrepreneurs, that's creating more individuals with freedom, abundance, and wellness is a content creation space. Watch this. The content creation industry is expected to generate more than $70 billion in annual revenue by 2030. That is within the next 6 years. Excuse me? 70 billion? I don't need 70 billion. I just need, can I just get 100 million? I mean, you know what? I don't need 100. Can I just get 10 million of it? And what I'm excited about today's show is that we're going to show you how on the side, you can become a content creator. You can take the wisdom and knowledge that God gave you that you're using on your job. You can turn that into revenue to produce you income to where you have more freedom, you have wellness, and you have more abundance. But Anthony, $70 billion, that's a lot. Cool, great. I want to paint this picture for you of why this is so crucial. In 2022, the National Football League, the NFL League, generated $11.9 billion. Super Bowl, the most watched show or the most watched day in America, from Beyonce to Ciara last year, they only generated $11.98 billion. So let's just round up to $12 billion. But in 2030, content creators like myself, like Jasmine Starr, like yourself watching, will generate about $70 billion. So today, I want you to get out your pen. I want you to get out your paper. I want you to really dial in with us and really focus on how you can really get into this space and win. The E3 community, we're not going to start a business and fail in 2 years. We're not going to do that. We're not going to be a part of the 30% that's not even taking a salary. We're going to be making money and a lot of money because we have the guru in the building today who is an amazing young lady. I had the opportunity to sit down with her and meet her husband a few years ago, man. And I remember when I transitioned from Ramsey Solutions out of my own, she was one of the first people I called and said, hey, I need some help, I need some wisdom, I need some insight. And she gave me a lot of it. And so I said, you know what? Time for you to come on the show because she's doing some great things. I want her to come and teach us. So y'all, can y'all welcome to the table for the first time, definitely not the last time, my dear sister, Jasmine Starr. What's up, sis? How are you?
I mean, Anthony, I didn't know I was coming to church. Yes. We got started strong. And I am so happy. I'm so happy to be here. But can I start with hitting the ground running real quick?
Sure, let's do it.
Okay, because oftentimes I've been in the game long enough that the minute we hear the word content creator, that people immediately, oh no, this conversation is not for me. Because what has happened, the nomenclature of entrepreneurship has become synonymous with content creator means I got to dance, I got to point, I gotta get silly. I gotta do things online that make me feel uncomfortable or not make me seem like me. And so I had a conversation with dear friends who were just like, Jasmine, I will never create content the way that you do. And I'm like, good, you're not supposed to. You're supposed to do what you do best in your own way. But they still couldn't get over the hurdle of being entrepreneurship and content creation being like interconnected. So I was like, okay, how about we call it whatever you want to call it? Let's call it a content producer.
Yeah.
You got to be a content producer to get attention for your business. Now, until you have your own head of marketing, a CMO, chief, you know, marketing officer, until you have that, you got to produce your own stuff. So if you just right now are hearing this conversation, be like, oh, for a business, I'm not going to be a creator. No problem. Let's rebrand it for the sake of this conversation. You got to be a content producer. You got to produce content that gets attention for your business. If you want to double your revenue, if you want to have a breakout year, if you want to have financial freedom, then this is going to have to be a hat that you wear and wear it well. And that's what I want to talk about today. It's like, how do we get more money showcasing your expertise? That's it.
I love that. I mean, and thank you for hitting the ground running, because I mean, I think that's very, very important. Because I know when I first heard the term, I was like, man, I'm not a content creator. I'm really a student that's just teaching what I've been learning.
That's it.
You know, it's like it. What I'm learning, I'm just coming back in here and saying, okay, Jasmine taught me this. Let me teach y'all what I've learned.
That's right.
And that's something that I've really adapted. But I don't sit down and just. I mean, well, now I do. But in the beginning, I don't. And I didn't do that. And so I'm curious, Jasmine, for yourself, when did you get into this space of teaching what you've been learning? And I'm curious, because you and your husband have a huge resume. If y'all are looking at her, she's saying, she looks familiar. Hasn't she been on the show before? She has a twin. My twin has been on here, and we'll talk about that later on, but no, this is her first time. Cause I felt the spirit like, wait, she's been on here before.
Here's the thing. We got to be real. I'm so happy that you and I met first, because she's the holy twin and I'm the hood twin. I feel like she's going to pray me into heaven. Like, people meet her and they're like, oh my God, you're her twin. You must be just as nice. And I'm like, nah, man, she's nice. I savage. But you want to know what? We each have our own skill sets. I couldn't be happier that she went first, because she set the bar real high. I ain't got a swing. You know, just like, I just got to creep in. But yeah. So Bianca, Bianca's legit.
Hey, yo, Bianca, that's my girl. Bianca, we'll link her sister and y'all in the show notes, so y'all can check out the show. It's a great show. Jasmine, I want to go back to the very beginning, because we have a lot of people who are watching right now who are in the very beginning stages. And they're saying, okay, y'all talking about double income today, but what if I have zero income? What if I'm like, okay, I want to launch. I want to do something, but I don't know where to start. I have a job. Do I have enough time? So I want to go back to your beginning of just, who is Jasmine Starr? Mm-hmm. What are you about? What are you focusing on? And when did you get started, really? What got Jasmine to where she is today? What was that initial push to say, you know what? I want to go here. And that's the direction that you went. What's going on, everyone? Hey, check this out. It is a new year. And you know what that means. It's the perfect time to get those finances in shape. I want you to think about it. It's a fresh start. Tax returns are around the corner, and we are all looking to bounce back from the holiday spending. So let's talk about making some real progress with our money starting right now. And what's the first step? You gotta choose the right checking account in 2024. Let me introduce you to Chime's online checking account. It's a game changer with benefits that have already won over millions of members. And one of those benefits are getting paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit. Yes, you heard me absolutely right. Early access to your hard-earned money, plus the convenience of managing it all on the go 24/7. It's really like having financial control right at your own fingertips. Now let's get you excited about some of these standout features of the Chime checking account. Here's number one, early paydays. You heard me say it again, 2 days early with the qualifying direct deposit. No more pesky fees. I want you to say goodbye to those monthly minimum balance and even overdraft fees. Chime is all about keeping your money where it belongs, and that is with you. ATM access galore. You're going to access over 60,000 fee-free ATMs, more than the top three national banks combined. And finding one is a breeze with the Chime app. Easy money transfers. You can send and receive money super easy. Whether you're a Chime member or not, you can pay friends through Chime and cash out your money without fees. Wow. So, what are you waiting for? It's time to take control of your finances with Chime. Signing up is super easy and it takes only 2 or 3 minutes. Jumpstart your financial journey today. Sign up at chime.com/TTAO. Again, that is chime.com/TTAO. Join the Chime family and experience banking that's made for you. All right, let's get back to today's show.
So, crazy enough, I made a promise. I was so frustrated. See, I dropped out of law school. I'm a first-generation Latina, a first-generation college grad, and a first-generation to go to law school. So just imagine my family's surprise when I ask. I did ask for permission. And I was a grown woman, and I am asking because it's very tight-knit, the Latino community. And we're very, you know, tribal in a sense. It's like we all play certain roles in our family. And I sat down with my dad at dinner. I was just like, I think I need to leave. Like, I am so sad. I'm so stressed and I'm so overwhelmed. And my mom had a relapse of brain cancer. And I was like, this is all just like too much. Mm-hmm. And so I drop out of law school. I plan a wedding in 3 months to marry my high school sweetheart because I'm like, I want my mom to see us get married. So we get married. I come back and it's almost like I have a midlife crisis. She's 50 years old and I'm 25. And I thought to myself, I don't want to die a lawyer. I don't want to die thinking about all the stuff I hadn't done. And so then what happens is I'm forced to reconcile the life that I want to lead without having a very clear idea of how I'm going to get there. Wow. Because I sat down with my brand new husband and he said, if you could do one thing for the rest of your life, what would it be? And I said, I think I want to be a photographer. And he looked at me kindly across the table and said, okay, but you don't own a camera. I was like, I know. So for people right now who are like, I got this thing in me and it makes no sense. I have become a champion for the people where it doesn't make sense. If it doesn't make sense, but you can find a way, I'm going to volley for you because I was uneducated, unfunded, unconnected. I was under everything that could possibly happen, but I had this thing called Google. And I was like, I think I can Google and find out how to become a photographer. And so this is a crazy thing that had happened that I just think it was a little bit of a God wink because I made a promise to God. I said, if I can become a photographer, if I can make money with this business, because there's one thing to say, I want to be a photographer. Well, God will be like, go ahead, be a photographer. It's an entirely different thing to say, I want to be a photographer and make money. Okay, right. So you always make sure you got to be very clear with what you ask for from God. I said, I will share everything I know. Yeah. And so I didn't have money for a website. So I started a free blog. So I get a gift, my camera from Best Buy. My husband gives me a gift and he's like, one year. And then you got to go back and get your full ride scholarship to UCLA if this thing doesn't work out. And I said, okay, I'm going to try this out for a year. I have no money for a website. I don't even have money for lenses or memory cards. But what I do have, because you and I, Anthony, you know, it's like we pay cash. I'm not going to get into debt for this hobby because it's just a hobby. You ain't got a business if you're not making money. I didn't have a business. So what I decided to do is every time that I was going to set out to go on practice, that I would rent the lens that I could pay for in cash and then return the lens back the next day. So I planned certain days of the week that I would be able to rent the lens and then turn it back the next day. And then what happens on the back of that is I have this free blog. And so here I am, like, today I went out in practice. I shot my orange tree and I would post pictures of the orange tree and they were terrible, Anthony. They were awful. Nobody looked at me back then. It was like, this girl is going to be a photographer. But lo and behold, I used the free things that I had on the internet. And at the time, I predate social media. I know I don't look a day over 21, but people on video be like, girl, come correct. No. So this is predating social media or the use of social media the way that we know it now. So I'm just putting out content. I'm sharing my story. And then I tell people, I'm making a big, bold declaration. I'm going to become a photographer. And I start interning. I start shooting anybody, anyway, anything, not getting paid because I understood that it was a hobby, but I had the humility to learn. And then lo and behold, in 2007, I land my very first client. And at the end of 2007, 56 weddings later, charging $1,000, $1,500, $2,000, just stacking. I made over $100,000 my first year of business. And so I want to pause there and remind people that 14, 15 months prior to me looking at a bank account with six figures, which I am the daughter of an immigrant. My father, with a family of seven, had never made $100,000 in 3 years collectively. Mm. So to do that in 1 year, it was like a light bulb went off and said, you stepped out in faith. God met you where you were. You took a little bit of hustle and a lot of grit, and then you did the dang thing. So that was the first start where I had made $100,000 on the back. And now here's the thing. I wasn't charging $10,000, $15,000. No. I was like, how much money do you have? Funny, that's what I charge. It was literally $1,000, $1,000. And then every time I booked a gig, I would raise it $300. Nothing crazy, but $300. And then I got that, and then I bought my first lens. And then whenever I saved enough cash, I got my second lens. And so the business was fully funding itself. Now, I wasn't wildly profitable that first year, but I had in one year had a whole full set of camera gear. And after that, it was all profit.
Now, were you posting content while you were working in photography?
All day, every day. I made a commitment. So, I was just like, I have no money, but I got time.
Wow.
That was it. And it was that, Anthony. It was the posting of the content, because lo and behold, now this is back into like 2007, and I am literally posting about going out on a date with my husband. I was posting up my dog about the time, you know, small things like this. And then people on the internet were searching for things. They were not searching for a wedding photographer or a photographer in Los Angeles, but because I was incorporating parts of my life, I would come up with Google searches. And even if that person wasn't looking for a wedding photographer, they knew somebody who was.
Yes.
All of my referrals came from a free blog. I booked the first, I don't even know, Anthony, over 10, 15 weddings without a website on just a blog. Now, I know people hear this now and they're just like, well, I'm not in the blogging game. No worries. I don't care what game you're in. You got to be in the content game. It could be blogging. It could be a newsletter. It could be social media. It could be video. It could be podcasting. You just got to get a way for people to find you. People are like, my business is so good. My offer is so good. I have no doubt it is. But if people don't know you exist, you're going to have a hard time selling that thing.
So Jasmine, what I'm hearing you saying, because I just want to get straight to it. You went from a Latino family to where your parents, and within 3 years, still haven't even crossed over 100,000, to where when you were determined and dedicated, you made $100,000 when you sat down with the help of your husband, to now running a seven-figure business as of today. Am I correct when I say that?
I mean, absolutely. Like, we're doing seven-figure launches. Like, we put something out. Like, the goal is only that. And that's crazy. Now, I want to be very clear. Like, to be clear, this is not a humble brag. Like, I ate humble pie for years, making so many mistakes, but it was the mistakes and then like the wherewithal to get back up and be like, I got knocked out, like I'm missing teeth and I'm gonna get up again. Now, here's the crazy thing. So I firmly believe that we create content for the former versions of ourselves. Very few of us woke up and was like, you wanna know what I wanna do today? I wanna be a rocket scientist. No. So what we do is like part of the reason why you became so passionate about financial curriculum, financial freedom, is because you were talking to the former version of Anthony who was up on somebody else's couch, who has to go back to his parents and admit, like, listen, I messed up again. You're making content to save somebody else from that pressure, that pain, and that journey. And so all of a sudden, here I am, Anthony. I'm not creating content for my former self. I'm just creating content for my present self.
Yeah.
I was making content, Anthony, to prove I was going to fail and go back to law school. How sad. But you want to know what? That changed the game. And so then within two years, Anthony, your girl is my Best Buy camera. I'm renting my gear, but I'm blogging and I'm sharing the journey. And then lo and behold, other photographers who were 1 month or 2 months behind me, they started asking me questions. Now, here's the thing. People in the game were not looking to me to be like, oh, she's a future thought leader of the photographic industry. Heck no. They're looking at me like, tap me on the head as like, poor thing. Let's see if she survives. But what happens is I found a small group of people who became interested in what it was that I was doing. And so then every day I wrote a blog post, day in, day out, every single day, just sat there and I shared what I was doing. I shared the mistakes. I shared the journey. And then lo and behold, people said, well, we would want to start seeing how it is you're running a business, because booking that many weddings in 1 year, that's a feat.
Yes.
And so then all of a sudden they're like, they started asking me questions. So then I started creating content on the questions that I was being asked.
Facts.
And even if someone's like, well, I only got one question. Well, great. You got one piece of content. You could put out a video, a podcast, a social post, a blog, a newsletter. You got one question. And here's the thing. What's a question that you wish somebody asked you? Write a piece of content on that. So what happens is I started creating these avenues of getting discovered, and then the questions started coming in, and I started looking at the questions, and I was like, I think I can create something that would relieve this pressure point that I could actually sell. So within 2.5 years, I created my very first PDF. It was a PDF around formulating the onboarding process for a wedding client. Anthony, I sold it for $19.95. And I was like, I don't know if anybody's going to buy this. I don't know. It was like 25 email PDF templates on the sales journey for a new client. And I was like, I don't know. But it was a PDF. I think in totality, I had already written all of these emails. They were already part of my flow. And then I gave all these emails to a graphic designer, and I wrote a little small letter in the beginning. I was like, congratulations, wedding photographer. This is the thing you're going to do. And this is what empowered me to get my first 6 figures in 12 months. Okay, so I put that out, and I'm like, I don't know if anybody's going to buy it. I put it out, and lo and behold, within a month, we already made over 10 grand.
Ooh.
From a PDF, Anthony, from a PDF. And so then all of a sudden, I'm like, okay, I'm just sending people literally to a Dropbox links. And I was like, okay, well, this is kind of legit. So let me just see what I could afford. And there's this thing, I don't even necessarily recommend it, but it was cheap. It was called eJunkie. And I just uploaded this. Okay, you remember this?
I remember eJunkie.
We got old school. And so then all of a sudden I realized, well, if I can make money off a PDF, why don't I just make a few more PDFs? So I started making these PDFs, and I started having these blog posts. And I'm like, well, you know, for any of the resources, you can go here. So Anthony, real quick, what I had then was a business online.
Yes.
I didn't have an online business.
So
when you have a business online, it means people can buy something from you online. But when you have an online business, it means you're thinking everything and strategically about what the journey is and finding other ways to sell to them.
Facts.
And so then all of a sudden I started creating these video tutorials, and I was like, I don't think anybody's gonna buy these video tutorials. And I charged $2.99. And I just started uploading. So I am building an online store with the most expensive thing being $19.95.
Okay.
And so then by 2014, 2015, I'm making $155,000 on digital products. And then I'm making like around $125 on my photography services. So
I'm doing the math.
Okay. So you gotta look at this. Is that there's this two revenue streams for a girl who's just like making money online, and everything on the digital side is self-fulfilled. It's a PDF. I also uploaded these videos to eJunkie, and then they just downloaded the video. And like, I was making money. I was seeing a little notification come in. And the beauty about it was that the sales started compounding, because it's like, if you bought like a $2.99 video, I would say like, would you like these other videos? Or would you like this PDF? Or would you like this PDF? And so all of a sudden I'm here and I'm like, wow, I got this business. This is kind of gnarly. This is crazy. And then I started saying, I think I need to change. What I need to do while making $150,000 in digital products is great. How do I turn that into something more? And then I realized that there had to be a strategy. And so when I took the time to actually navigate and articulate what would it take to have the ability for me to launch. So when we think about launching, you have a product, you have your offer, you have a service. Mm-hmm. And so all of a sudden, what we want to do, what many of us do, is we put it out there. I am a life coach. I'm a Bible teacher. I'm an author. I'm a speaker. I'm a dog walker. I'm a jewelry maker. I'm a side hustler. Whatever it is, right? We put it out, and then we're like, if we build it, they will come. No, this is not Field of Dreams. You mm-hmm. can build it, and ain't nobody know that it's there. So mm-hmm. our job as a business owner is not just to build it. It is to build attention to get to it. And so all of a sudden we started noticing that when we launched something, when we announced it, when we debuted it, when we gave people a reason to care, when we produced content around that, I say we is like me, my dog, and my husband, like, let's not get it twisted. It was just the two of us taking little small bites and pieces out of this thing. In 2016, I decided I'm going to launch a digital course. It is the first time I've ever done this. Most of anything that I'd ever sold. I also, in the middle of this, I also created a magazine. People said, well, we want to hear your story and we want a book. And I was like, a book is not my really thing, and you don't make money on books. And then I had an idea. I was like, I've never created a magazine. Created a 185-page magazine that was essentially my story, tips, my own photos. I created a magazine because I wanted to be in magazines. And I was like, if I'm not going to be in a magazine, I'm just going to make my own. We sold that magazine for, I believe it was like $29. And we had a print of 15,000 magazines, and we sold out the first 10 within 30 days. So we're having these revenue drivers. And so I'm thinking, okay, so we have experience with digital products. We have experience with physical products. We have experience on producing content, just connecting with people, finding a way to get people's attention to the business. But then I asked myself, I'm going to create a course. I've never charged $197. Now, Anthony, I was like, nobody's going to spend $197. Like, nobody. This is just crazy. So I still have my photography business. We're making multiple six figures on that. We're traveling around the world. And then I say, I'm going to take 2 weeks off. I'm going to write out this content. I'm going to record this content. I'm going to upload these videos. And then I'm going to be like, okay, it's going to be there the same way I had done it before. And then I think to myself, what if we were to launch it differently? If we want change in our revenue, we have to change as entrepreneurs.
Facts.
And all of a sudden, we created a framework of what we're going to do. And Anthony, in my wildest dreams, I put out an offer. I taught a live class. I was nervous. I was sick. I was cradling the toilet. My face was green. And I look up. I was like, baby, I think I got the flu. And he's like, you're not sick. You're worried sick. You worried yourself sick. Now get out there and do the thing that you had said you were going to do. So I teach this live class. I'm worried sick. 5 days later, $255,000 from a $197 course. And that right there, Anthony. And then here's another thing. We had other launches the same way. We got better. That one course for $197 ended up turning into $1 million revenue stream in 10 months.
So what I'm hearing you say, Jasmine, and please correct me if I'm wrong, because I don't like misspeaking for people, and I like to be very accurate, is that you've mastered how to take your wisdom and knowledge that you have on the inside of you. You've mastered how to take what some would say is a job, photography business, or what some would say ideas, put it on paper, turn it into a product. Once you turn it into a product, you've mastered how to get it in front of people so that they can buy. And what I've learned from you is you've learned how to really get it in front of the right people and have the right people buy from you. And you've almost doubled and sometimes tripled your income with the strategy on how to launch your product or your services. Because I've bought in some of your stuff and you don't even know it. Like your social media, you did something around social media a few years ago. And I was like, yo, let me get, Jasmine is winning. Let me buy this thing because I want to learn more about that. And I'm like, what's going on, family? Let's talk about something that's been buzzing in the tech world, AI safety and security. How do you feel about the rapid advancements in AI and the potential risk that it brings? Have you heard of the stories about AI being tricked? It's a real concern, but fear not, because there's a real solution, AI Red Teaming. You see, AI Red Teaming is all about stress testing. You see, AI models and deployments to prevent unauthorized access and data leaks. It's about ensuring that your AI can't be tricked into providing information beyond its intended use. And guess what? You don't have to do it alone. My friends over at HackerOne has a community of over 750 active hackers specializing in AI security testing. You see, in a recent engagement, just 18 hackers identified over 100 valid findings in just 2 weeks. That's the power of ethical hackers. Wow. So if you want to ensure the safety and security of your AI deployments, look no further. Head over to HackerOne.com and explore their AI Red Teaming services. With strategic flexibility, rapid deployment, and a hybrid talent strategy, HackerOne has everything you need to safeguard your AI. Don't let AI keep you up at night. Visit HackerOne.com today and rest easy knowing that your AI is in safe hands.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow. I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Listening to you now and listening to your story is you started where you were strong at, and then you just grew and you just learned how to launch. And to now to see that you have seven-figure multiple streams, I'm like, okay, wait a minute. And this is why I wanted you on the show, because you're going to be having a masterclass, a webinar teaching, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think it's called The 4 Steps to Doubling Your Revenue, right? That's the name of the class?
That's what we're going to be teaching in the class, but the title of the class is How to Create a Promotional Launch Plan to Double Your Revenue in 60 days.
In 60 days. So this is why when I...
Yeah, your girl's not playing.
Right. So this is when I saw this, I said, yo, I need you on my show, because I'm coming to I'm coming to this class, because even as someone on my level, I'm like, yo, I want to learn this. Like, I need this information from someone who's been doing it for so much longer than me. But I want to double my revenue. And if Jasmine can teach me that, I'm going to be front and center. And so, Jasmine, give us some information, the dates, the time of this information, because I'm going to put this in today's show notes. It's going to be anthonyoneal.com/double. You'll be able to get in there and get your VIP seats next to me, y'all, virtually. And I want to track how many of you all are actually going to be coming, because I want to know from the E3 community. For those of y'all saying the E3 community, if you haven't updated yet, in 2024, we launched E3 Family. We are expanding in abundance, wellness, and freedom. This is what we're focusing on within my community. This is going to help us abund. I mean, not abund, expand.
I like little Anthony. We abund. Let's make that our word. We abund.
Listen, we abund. That's not even proper grammar. My people be like, that's not even proper grammar, everything. But we are expanding in abundance with this, because if we can learn how to double, that's abundance. Wellness, it when we have double, when we have increase, you guys, our mind is better because we can rest, because we're not worried about money. And then it's going to help us expand in freedom. If we have more income coming in, we now have the freedom and options to do the things that we desire. So this fits, you know, and this aligns with the E3 community and what we want to do. And so we're going to drop all this information in today's show notes, anthonyoneal.com/double. You should see it on your screen. But real quick, Jasmine, what are the dates? What are the times? And what should we expect from this? But then I have some other questions I want to ask you just about your business and your entrepreneurship. Yeah. But I wanted to get this information to them right now, because the 4 steps of doubling your revenue, I think, is crucial. I need it. I'm going to be in the building, because I don't want to just double. I want to triple. Mm-hmm. And I believe if I can learn from you, I'm going to come back and figure out how to triple my revenue. So what exactly are we learning within the 4 steps?
So if I can backtrack a little bit, because I want to make sure that the listeners are going to get value, because yes, we can talk about that. But oftentimes as entrepreneurs, and what I've learned over time, Anthony, is people want to know why.
But yes.
People are listening right now. They're like, I don't need Jasmine to sell me something. I'm not trying to tell you something. What I'm trying to do is simply look at a distillation of what I see around me and ask myself, how might I serve?
Yeah.
And in the process of serving, how might I extend my career? And so all I'm asking people to do is watch for the patterns for things that are related to the thing they want to do. And then ask yourself, can I put myself in this conversation? Because first and foremost, if you put yourself in the conversation and you serve really well, then all of a sudden people are like, if we're vibing and we resonate with each other, then I want to know, I want to learn a little bit more from her. So here's the thing. This launch model, we used it to launch my podcast back in 2020. We used it to launch my mastermind in 2023. We have used it. So the reason I'm bringing these things up is because, Anthony, for years, I thought what I was doing was part of the course. until 2023. I have a group of 15 people. It's powerful. They're sitting there. And these are 6 and 7 figure business owners who decided to join for 6 months and say, we want to uplevel our business. And I'm sitting there, Anthony, in the room with the most brilliant entrepreneurs. And we spend about 85% of the time talking about launching, getting more eyes on their offers. So subscriptions, digital products, eBooks, courses, memberships, all this other stuff. And I'm sitting here and I'm answering these questions. And I think to myself, how did y'all get to multiple 7 figures without doing some basic stuff?
Basic stuff.
And yeah. I think to myself, wow, if you did all that, just imagine if you do these small steps to re-strategize how much more you're going to make. And so then there was a few people in the mastermind who launched and they say, like, we doubled our launch. Like, we doubled what we got from our membership. And I'm like, okay, this is interesting. But I don't say anything. I'm like, cool. This is what we do. And then I am a part of a mastermind because I eat my own dog food, right? If I have a mastermind, I better be filling my own cup. So right. I'm a part of a mastermind. And the gentlemen in these mastermind, they have like 8 and 9 figure businesses. So here's your girl, like the only girl in this group. We have these conversations and I talk about, okay, so we recently did this launch for a course and we did recently follow this launch model for a mastermind. And so we got like 30,000 leads for the course. We converted it at this percentage. We made this much money up revenue over the subscription lifetime. This is what we're gonna be making in. So that was easily like over 7 figures. We did this mastermind, we wanted to keep it small. We wanted to test the waters. We did over like multiple 6 figures on this mastermind. And the guys on the call are looking at me and they said, can we hire you to do that in our business? And Anthony, it was a light bulb. Because I thought to myself that the way that I'm doing something is unique. When this whole time, Anthony, I thought it was normal.
Yeah.
And so how many of us are sitting here right now saying, oh, well, what I do is normal. What I do when I meal prep and I plan, that's normal. How I homeschool my kid, that's just normal. How I take photos or how I edit my videos, that's just normal. And I'm here to tell you it's not. And if we could just step into our, like, the God-given power to actually say, I can actually teach something about something that I do, make money, but if I followed a strategy, I would actually be able to get more attention around the thing that it is that I want to do. And so I wanted to share, like, why I decided to create this, because if there's somebody who's listening and they're just talking themselves off or away from putting out their offer. If you're a dentist and you want to get more people in the Baltimore, Maryland area to come into your clinic, I'm going to sit here and tell you, you got to be a content producer.
Got to.
Talk about people, why they're there. Like, so all of these things are happening. And then Anthony, I talked myself off. I was like, this course, I just think, no. So people know me as one thing. And so then I had to do the work, the inner work to say, who do I want to become? So that the next time I'm on Anthony O'Neill's show, because it's not an if, it's a when, he's no longer going to be introducing me as the girl who's known for marketing, the girl who's known for content, the girl who's known for social media. I want to be known as the woman who empowers other people to build 7-figure businesses, 8-figure businesses, 9-figure businesses. And so in order for me to become that person, what do I need to do? I need to create content and serve people in a way that attracts the audience who's going to go with us to that next point. And so that's why we're doing this course. What we're going to be learning is about the strategies of aligning up emails to make sure that people are following up with you. And yes, creating the content in advance, understanding who you are marketing to. Because Anthony, you even started the conversation. I was like, oh, this boy just set me up. Like, it was like a little soft lob. You said you attract the right people. And I took that as the biggest compliment, Anthony, because it's hard. What we want to do is we want to get the big numbers. We want to go viral. We want, like, oh, I just did 9 figures in my sleep. We aspire for that, a deep side of us. But what happens is when you get attention, but you don't know how to convert the attention, then what you are is popular. You're not profitable.
No.
I am not trying to be popular, Anthony.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Pause right there. Oh my gosh, you said that you the heathen? That was the Lord, Jasmine. Your sister just came through you. Pastor Bianca just came through Pastor Jasmine Star. Oh, she funny. Said you are popular, but you're not profitable. Oh my God. Oh, pause. I'm sorry. You got to stop right now. Let that sit in y'all's spirit. Let that sit right there. Let's just take, hold on, let me make sure my mic is still on because I don't want to lose this woman. Hold on, Lord Jesus. Wait a minute. Wait, I want y'all to, let me get closer to the mic because, you know, my mic up here in the ceiling. I'm going to make y'all hear me. She said some of y'all are popular but not profitable. I know so many celebrities that are popular. They even make a lot of money. Mm-hmm. They can walk into the room and the whole building would be like, oh my God, that's, but they're not profitable.
That's right.
They don't got no wealth. They don't have no savings, mm-hmm. but they got 15 million followers. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I remember a long time ago, you know her, Patrice Washington, good friend of mine. And
I
can say this about Patrice. She was asking me, how much money you make, AO? And I told her how much money I made, right? And she said, dang, I make almost triple to what you make. And she said, you have triple my followers. You're way more popular than I am, but I'm more profitable than you are. Mm-hmm. And when she said that, I said, I'm chasing the wrong thing. I'm trying to get all the followers. I'm trying to get all the subscribers. But I really wasn't focusing on being profitable. And what I'm hearing you say, and not just hear you say this, as far as I'm watching how you move and how I move, especially in this business. And I told this to my team. I said, you know, our numbers was horrible like the last quarter. I mean, our numbers was down. And I was like, y'all, it's cool. As long as we're impacting the right people, we'll continue to be profitable.
That's right.
We can chase the subscribers and get a million subscribers. But hell, I'd rather have 600,000 subscribers making $5 million a year than to have a million subscribers and I'm only making $100,000 a year. I don't want that. Mm-hmm. And so this is why you guys, you all have to see. This is why I got Jasmine Starr on my show, y'all. Because now we're talking about impacting lives. We're not just selling things. Like we want to help you really be impactful. And I thank you for saying that, Jasmine. Okay, you can go on with the dates and times and stuff, but we just have to let that sit right there. You ain't going to slide over that.
And one thing is the story we like to tell ourselves. So our brain is hardwired to keep ourselves safe. What we want to do is we want to come up with excuses as to why we should be playing in this on this court. But if we were to challenge the way that we hold our beliefs about what we're worthy of, what we're capable of, what our deepest desires are, it's like I can sit here and I could tell you, like, oh, I just don't have, I don't have enough newsletter subscribers. I don't have enough followers. Nobody's paying attention. I'm like, I have seen it with Social Curator. I have seen over 40,000 entrepreneurs go through these programs. And I could tell you, I have seen 6- and 7-figure business owners with 3,000 followers. Why? They're the right people with the right offer. And you know, you know when people say there's riches and niches? People don't believe that. I was like, yo. It's like talking to the right people to offer the right offer to give the most value will change your life. You are one launch away from changing your life. Anthony, I was one, like, you know, it's like my family's be looking at me and be like, man, she's doing the dang thing. And then within 12 months later to do the dang thing and bring in a separate 7-figure revenue stream, that was beyond my thinking. Yeah. I was just one launch away from changing my life. And that's what I genuinely believe. I genuinely believe that.
I love it. No, I love it. I love it. So what's the date real quick before I ask you like three or four more questions before we let you go? What's the date of this course?
So these are going to be live classes. Like I want to make sure that people like show up so that they blow up February 26th, February 27th. When you go to anthonyoneal.com/double, you're going to see all of the information there. You could register for your time. I'm going to ask people to show up because what we're going to be doing is we're going to be doing workshops. I'm bringing people on camera and we're going to be working through the excuses that if you're tired of your excuses, you will raise your hand. You will come on this live call and we're going to workshop what do you need to do to get more eyes, attention, and the right customers on your offer.
I love it. So y'all, make sure y'all click the link. It'll be in today's show notes. Check it out. Come join me. I'm coming, y'all. I mean, you know, we did our best year last year, multiple 7 figures. And this year I'm praying and believing that we'll double that we could. I would love to cross over 8 figures. I'm striving for that. Don't know if we're going to do it. I believe I'm praying, you guys, like it all depends on God. And I'm working like it all depends on myself and my team. And so the only way I can get there is if I am getting connected with individuals who can help me get there. And Jasmine's going to be one of those this year. Now, Jasmine, when you're in this business, right? I'm curious, what are some of the common pitfalls entrepreneurs are making, new entrepreneurs are making when it comes to selling their product, when it comes to selling their services and their offer? I mean, and when we say this, you guys, this is not just someone like me. You could be a dentist. You could be a school teacher. You could be whatever you are. You still want to, you're still selling something. You know, we're all selling something. And so I'm curious, Jasmine, what are you seeing that we as entrepreneurs can do better, whether we're a big, I mean, big seven figure or maybe just getting starting off, have our first offer? What are some of those pitfalls that we're making that we need to kind of adjust and to do better with?
So I'm gonna keep it simple and I'm gonna break it down in two things.
Okay.
Thing number one is consistency. Mm. Is that we believe that we want to get up to the plate, and what we want to do is hit a grand slam. We want to Babe Ruth this thing, right? But the true victories and championships are going to be won with base hits. I would rather see you be consistent with small things than try to hit it out of the ballpark every time. You started off this conversation in every decision, ellipse, dot, 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 and action.
Yes.
It's not enough for you to decide, I want to make more money this year. Okay, yeah. Don't we all? I want to see what your actions are. Your actions will map to your aspirations. So in every decision and action, you want to seek alignment. Great, amazing. Ensuring your faith is a strong foundation for what you want to do in your future endeavors. Awesome. But this is all a moot point if you don't take action.
Facts.
And it's a little bit of action every single day. So then this leads me to point two. What stops us from taking action? I will tell you straight out, I have seen it way too many times. What is stopping you from taking action isn't the amount of education. It's not you saying, I don't have enough time. It is not you saying, I don't have enough money. It is not you saying, I don't know how. It is not even saying, if only this. No, no, no. The number one thing that is stopping you from taking action is you.
Yeah.
It is the mindset that we carry, that this person is going to have an opinion. And I am here to tell you that everybody will always have an opinion. If you sit on your couch or you go on a run, they're going to have an opinion. If you eat pizza or a green smoothie, they're going to have an opinion. If you make $7 or $7 million, they're going to have an opinion. So if they're going to have an opinion either way, give them something to talk about, because their opinions don't pay your bills. I would rather see you make $10 on your business in 2024 than you sit on your couch and dream about making $100
million. Yeah.
Because what it took for you to make $10 is the exact same skill set it's going to take for you to get $10 million on the back of consistency. That's it.
That's it. Oh, that's so good. One of the lines that I teach within our community, Jasmine, is the greatest enemy to your success is your excuse. It's not their opinions. It's not their thoughts on you. Because, heck, I have people who watch this show and they make videos. They make blogs. Anthony did this. And since he left Dave Ramsey, he's been this. Everyone's going to have opinion. You can read from the Bible and they're going to have opinion on how you read from the Bible. Right? Right? So
what version
everyone,
of the Bible are you reading from, Anthony? I got an opinion
right,
about that.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Oh, he's reading from the NIV. That's the most. Da, 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 da. He needs to be reading from the New King James Version. Oh, he's talking about this. Da, 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 da. I mean, listen, I respect everyone's opinion. I respect even the people who have opinions, negative opinions about me of how I approach finances. But one thing I love what you said is I'm not sitting on my butt and saying, well, if I say this, then they're going to say this, so I better not do anything. No, I'm going to get out here, build a business that's employing other young minorities. I was sitting out with my CPA, and man, I got emotional, Jasmine, because I created three individuals in my company. They made over six figures last year.
Amen.
Three black young men made over six figures working for my company last year. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, wait a minute, God, but if I would have sat on my butt, I wouldn't have been able to do what we're doing, right? And I'm like, okay, God, like, I'm going harder in 2024. One of my prayer at one of our team calls last year was like, God, we want to increase. We want double. I'm like, God, I want to be able to double my team's salary. I want all my people making six figures. I want all of them wealthy. But if I'm fearful, if I'm not consistent, like you said, if I don't get up every single day and learn and grow and evolve and create content that's impacting lives, that's helping people get out of debt, and if I am always concerned about what someone will say, right, then I'm not going to be successful. And I got excited. Like, when I saw those numbers, I got off the call, Jasmine, I cried.
Hmm.
You couldn't tell me this 3 years ago when I first reached out to you and did your show about, you know, about my transition. I never thought that. I was like, okay, God, can I just stay in six figures?
That's right.
You couldn't have told me then that the business was going to make seven figures and my employees were going to be making six figures. You couldn't have told me that. And I'm like, okay.
That's right.
Like, okay, God.
That's right.
And so I love how you said that some of the pitfalls that we're seeing, and y'all, listen to what she just said. The two major pitfalls: you're not consistent, you have no action, you have thoughts. You think you have a vision, really you just have a dream. Because if you're not executing what you're putting inside of your head, if you're not putting it into fruition, then you just have a dream, you just have an idea. And so you don't want to be in that category of individuals who have this amazing vision that could make you an extra $20,000 a year, that could make you an extra $50,000 to six figures to one day, hopefully, prayerfully, seven figures. But you got to get out there and be consistent. And then two, you got to get out your own head. And you got to stop worrying about people. I don't know anyone successful. Make sure I'm saying this right. Yep. I don't know anyone successful who don't have haters and who don't have someone speaking negative about them. I don't know anyone. And I'm confused. I'm like, how can you not like this individual? But someone's going to find something negative about everything that you say. Mm-hmm. So I agree with Jasmine. Let them talk. Just give them something to talk about. Why you on your way to the bank? Long as you're not out here scamming people, misleading people, lying to people. Yeah, man, give them something to talk about, man. I don't do the scamming stuff. I don't do the misleading stuff. But I'm definitely all for you making your money. And people may have an opinion how you do that, but that's fine. I got two more questions, and we got like 12 more minutes. I told you an hour. I'm going to be honored to that. But this has been a great show thus far. I'm the money guy, right? And so I have this question here. How much does the money mindset, right, our money mindset factor into doubling our revenue?
Okay, here again, I'm going to play in the two world. First and foremost, our money mindset is going to be shaped by the letter C for comparison. When we are comparing, we're blocking out the pathways of what is destined for us, because I have come to believe that what is meant for me will find me. But yes. If I'm sitting here comparing my success to X, Y, or Z, I won't have the amount of energy I need to pour into myself and my business. Comparison will rob you of the thing that you've been destined to. So first things first, when it comes to the mindset. And then number two, it's, am I believing the wrong thing? Yeah. Because what happens is when we have an experience that led us awry, when we tried losing weight in the past and we didn't, when we opened our heart to a relationship and then it ended up being squashed, when we asked for a promotion that we didn't get it, when we reached out to a parent who we haven't spoken to in years and they denied the call again and again, our brain is saying, you're in danger. You're allowing yourself to be hurt again. So close yourself off from that. So what is stopping us from making money, number one, is comparing to what we have to what somebody else has when you have no idea how they got that or if they're even happy. And then number two, are we believing the wrong thing? So we are believing the wrong thing when and if we decide to not try something based on something that happened in the past, because what we know is that our past does not dictate our future. So as you're sitting here and you're hearing this conversation and you believe that you've been called to make money, to do something different in your family, to do something different in your legacy, to do something different in your business, then what we need to say is the past has no indication of what I'm going to do in the future. If I've tried launching before and I fell flat on my face, if I tried hosting a live class and nobody showed up, if I went live, if I created a newsletter and nobody bought, if I created a PDF, if I made a video that nobody ever watched, a podcast and nobody ever heard, then this is just a sign that I'm not enough. I cannot do it. I am not worthy. I won't try again. Oh no, honey. How about you do that 999 times before you actually have an opinion if you're going to do it again? That's the game.
I'm not even going to say nothing on that. You know, comparison is a killer, and it is a thief. One thing I've learned, even within myself, is we'll set these goals. Like, we're already in Q1 of 2024. So a lot of people in January last month set goals. They were talking about, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this with my business. I'm going to do that with my side business. I'm going to leave my job. I have all these goals. I have this vision for the year. But when we get into Q2, Jasmine, goals are gone. they've forgotten about the goals. So how do you specifically accomplish goals and stick to your business growth initiatives? Because I have a lot of them myself with this company, and we have a method, but I'm curious, what is your method to really make sure that, you know, you're tracking towards that and you are maintaining evolvement and growth towards your growth initiatives?
Okay, so first and foremost, I have to let you know, there is a statistic. January 12th has now been named National Quitters Day. So I was reading an article about pizza and pizza business owners. So from January 1st to the 11th, sales take a total nosedive. There's no sales of pizza the first 11 days of January. And then studies show that on January 12th, the sales of pizza skyrocket. The amount of people who are going to the gym from January 1st to the 11th is up. And after January 12th, is totally down.
Wow.
So National Quitters Day is January 12th. So here at this time of this recording, at the top of February, what are we talking about? People who are still aligned to their goals. Number one, pat yourself on the back.
Wow.
You are not part of the statistic. If you're still in it and you're like, I don't know if I can make it. Guess what? You've more than doubled what another person can do. So why not just say, if I've already doubled the norm, maybe I could try doubling it again. And that's what, in order for me to stick to goals, I just pick one goal a quarter. Your girl is simple. I say, what are we all? So Rory Vaden says it best. He says, diluted attention gets diluted results.
Mm-hmm.
So even if I'm like, I can handle three things this quarter. Probably I could, but are they going to get 100% of my attention? No. So do I want to grow three projects 33.3%? No. I want to grow one thing 100%. And I pick one goal a quarter. That is it, Anthony. That's how we stick to goals.
I like that. You keep it simple.
That's right.
You keep it simple.
That's right.
You know,
right.
You just keep it simple, or you write it out. And I like how you said, it's just one a quarter, which is comes out to 4 a year.
That's right.
And I think that's these are manageable goals. And I really do. I genuinely do love that. If you are watching this show and listening to this show on podcast, I want you to come over to YouTube. But if you are still going hard with your goals for the year, put in the comment section right now, I'm still going. Just put in a comment, I'm still going. Because I do believe that, for me, I'm still going too. Like, I'm going to put that in a comment, I'm still going. It's hard for me to quit something. You know, it really is hard for me to quit. Like, pretty much, you have to tell me to stop. Because, or make me stop. Even if, it could be December 31st, I'm still like, I'm going to hit this goal. Because
right.
I believe that the greatest enemy to my success is my excuse. And I don't want to be like, oh, I only got 2 days left. No, no, no. Okay, cool. What can you do within these 2 days to hit that goal? And watch this. January 1, did I come in hitting all of my goals from last year in 2023? No. But because I didn't quit, I got a lot of them accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
And I think oftentimes what we'll do is we'll quit because we're like, oh, I'm not going to do it anyways. Let me stop. No. If your goal is 100, can you get to 90?
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And then you carry that 10 over to the next year, into the next quarter, into the next month, to the next day. And then eventually you hit it, and then you surpass it, and then you keep going and evolving and growing. But I love that. Here's the last question, Jasmine. And again, thank you so much for coming on the show, you guys. We're going to put all of Jasmine's information in today's show notes. Make sure y'all join me to where we can all learn how to double and triple our income. I'm going to be front and center. Y'all going to see me in the notes section, the comment section, commenting, asking questions, because I want to double so that way I can double the amount of people who are making more money within my business. And also I want to learn and then come back and teach what I'm learning. But come learn with me at jasminestuffanthonyneal.com/double. The information will be in today's show notes. But speaking of double, I know you're going to be teaching this, but I just want to ask this question because I believe in giving value on the show to where it's extreme value. What's one thing? What is one way on how we could literally double our income today? We could take this nugget and it will help us double our income starting today.
So one thing that will always have a positive ROI, positive return on investment, and something that nobody ever can ever take away from you. So if you invest $1,000 in a training with Anthony, a book of one of his, you're going to get more than the $1,000 or the $12.99 that you spent for the book. That is called positive ROI. I'm making more than what I spent on it. And what is something that nobody can ever take from you? And that's your education.
Mm-hmm.
If you would like to learn how to double your income. I'm not even saying you don't have to come to my class. Just pick a class. Pick something that is going to enhance you mentally, because that ROI is going to be compounding year over year. So Anthony opened this conversation with a scripture. And so if I may be humbly able to do the same, there is a story of the parables where the master left town and he left talents to his servants. And three people had the opportunity with given the same amount of money. One buried it. One multiplied it and turned it to two. Yeah. And the other multiplied it and turned it into much. Wow. So my question right here is, if you can go back in time and learn from the servant who multiplied it from many, why would you not? So as we are in 2024, why would you not just come to a free class? Yeah. I'll refund you. You don't like it. And you talking trash to Anthony in the comments during these live class. Like, Anthony, the E3 community, you showing up wrong for us. Okay, I'll refund you the cost of the class. Zero. Zero. But here's the thing. You're going to learn a lot. You're going to meet with other people. Worst case scenario, you learn a lot. You connect with other people and you find a way to change your life. Okay, yeah. Let's take those odds.
No. Oh, I love it. No, we're going to learn. I've learned a lot from you, Jasmine.
Thank you.
And so
Thank you.
I appreciate your heart. I appreciate your passion. I appreciate your integrity and character. And I appreciate you just coming on here and just giving us some value and sharing your story and your journey with my E3 community. So
thank you, sir.
I'm extremely, extremely grateful. So you guys, we're going to drop all of her information in today's show notes. Make sure y'all check out my sister. Even if you don't do the class, go follow her, her Instagram. Go listen to her podcast. I've had the opportunity to be on her show and her podcast. She's doing some amazing things over there, man, with what her and her husband are doing. And so check it out, you guys. So we love you. God bless you. And as I always say, I'll see you in the next show. Peace out.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.